All right, how about a $25 bid? Beautiful, pal. $25 right back there, looking for $30. I've got $25, I've got $30, looking for $35. I've got 35 looking for 40. I've got 40 back here.
On Friday, August 14th, the town of Cranberry Lake held its fifth annual art show and auction. Cranberry Lake is a tiny town west of the High Peaks, which is probably best known for its popular snowmobiling trails. The population has been shrinking for years. My wife, who's been coming here since she was a child, remembers a motel, an inn, as well as stores and restaurants. Now, even the small store is not open year-round. 5 years ago, Marilyn Coates Zimmer and a couple friends decided to do something fun to highlight the talent in the area. As Gail Gotham told me, the event succeeded beyond their own expectations.
We started 5 years ago with this idea of we just have this extraordinary amount of artists in this area. They seem to come here. And because there's a lot of retired people too. And the talent that was here, I've lived here my whole life, so I thought, oh my goodness, we have to come together, because as you can see when you drive through Cranberry Lake, it's kind of a dying community. We lost our restaurant, we lost our marina, we lost our everything. So it's like, okay, I crabbed about that for a few years and then thought, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So I thought we need to concentrate on the positive things we have, which I think is art community. So three girls just said, we're going to do this. And so the first year was really exciting because we had a painter who had lived here her whole life. She was 95 years old and had painted Cranberry Lake pictures for 50 or 60 years and sold them. And we thought, we'll dedicate an art show to her, just a one-time thing. So we spent about 2 months collecting 150 of her paintings that people just brought and let us borrow for the weekend. And we filled this whole fire hall with her paintings and then brought her here in a wheelchair. I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And then the next day we put on this kind of art show. So we thought, well, that was so perfect, we can never do it again. Well, the next year it was like, okay, we can do it again. So we did Adirondack chairs. We had about 20 Adirondack chairs that the artists did. It was just this phenomenal hit, plus the art show. And we did, and we raised like $10,000. I mean, it was unheard of. We didn't even know what to do with it. So we decided if we were going to continue to do this, we had to do something good with the money. So we decided to do scholarships to the local high school. So we give two $1,000 scholarships to two kids at Clifton Fine Central School every year. Last year we weren't able to have the art show, but we were still able to give the $2,000. And it means a lot to those kids because we have a real high poverty right here. So, but the kids that are going to college, that's our future, especially in a place like this. So we give the scholarships, and that's what we do with our money. And it's just been this phenomenal success. Last year we did wooden fish that this local guy carves, this Bob Jones that does the decode, always did us 50 fish. We gave them to our artists, raffled them off, and made $7,000 on wooden fish.
Well, and tell me what you're doing this year, because we see it. But
this year, we're doing the paddles. Same guy designed the paddles for us and made them. And so we have 39 paddles. And what we do is just give them to all of our artists that are in the show and say, knock yourself out, you know? And what they come up with is just unbelievable. And there's no two that are alike. I mean, they're not even similar. And so
there's one of the artists is a 12-year-old, I think, right?
The guy that did that big fish right there, 12 years old.
It's beautiful.
His grandmother lives here in the summer. So if you're going to stay for the auction, you will be amazed.
Okay. 20 minutes ahead of time, people are getting
people are getting their seats.
They're serious about this.
It's a big calling card for Cranberry Lake. and it makes me so happy and so proud to be part of this, because it's a it just brings us together. We're a community, we come together, we support each other, and it doesn't get any better than this.
As we arrived, people were already crowding into the auction tent outside the firehouse. Inside, the artwork of over a dozen artists, most with local connections, were displayed. Marilyn told me that it was the talent of the artists that made the event so special.
We had no idea when we started this show that there was this much talent in the North Country. We had no idea, because most of it is local. And we are so in awe of these artists and what they've done for us. They've donated to the silent auction. They've done all of this work and made all these panels so that we can auction them off. It's them. It's their show. They're the ones.
And there's just all kinds of brilliant artists just peppered
you look,
in
if
here.
If you look at the panel, we've done Adirondack chairs. I don't want to put this in, but we sold over $8,000 worth of auction fish 2 years ago. People paid money for fish. One fish sold for $1,400.
Yeah.
I mean, the people have supported
this. I'm
getting nervous. Yeah, there you go. The people have supported us, but the artists are the ones who have done it for us.
Diane Menzies is a painter from Syracuse who has spent summers in Cranberry Lake for 50 years. The canoe paddle she painted for the auction sold for $270.
So how did you come to submit art for this show?
I was speaking with Char and saying, she's one of the women who organized it, and said how nice it would be to come up and actually go to the show. And she says, well, why don't you be in it? And I said, well, I don't know. And she asked some other women, and I sent some work images in, and they said, you're in. And I thought, great. And they also gave me, they sent me a paddle to paint, because part of it is you paint the paddle and donate it to their cause of raising scholarship money. So I'm glad that that went really well today.
And your paddle was beautiful. It was a loon, right? Which is very appropriate for the area.
Yeah, I really got into that. I was painting it during the time of COVID, so I really wanted to get started on it and really give it a lot of time to work on it, so I was glad that I could.
The paintings you had at the show were so clearly Adirondack-inspired, just felt like they really invoked this area where we are. Mm-hmm. How do you get inspired and how do you paint those?
I like to paint places that I know or that I have some emotional content with, and some emotional context, and I love it up here. I've considered this a sanctuary for many, many years when I was first invited up here with Ed Drebe Sr. and his father and mother, and I've just been coming up every year. And the places are just special to me, and I wanted to do the boats. To me, I guess it's a metaphor, just the idea of a boat waiting for you that you can get in and go and paddle away and just enter your own world. It's something I've always done up here. Leave early in the morning and just go out on the lake when the mist is still there. And you'll see that in a lot of my paintings. So again, it's a place that's just very special that I want to share it with other people. And when someone says, I know this place or I've been to a place like that, that's really wonderful and that means a lot to me.
The auction tent was full and people waved blue paper plates with a number on them to make their bids. Bidding was fast and furious, and big cheers erupted when a paddle sold for a big number.
$150 is the high bid. $150 is the high bid. $150. Don't you dare! There's been a challenge. $150 going once. I've got $175.
Char Lowe, another resident and organizer, ran the silent auction, which, along with the canoe paddles, raised almost $8,000 for local scholarships this year. But she would not give me a sneak peek of next year's plans.
So I was wondering if you guys have figured out what you're going to do next year yet.
We haven't really settled on something. We have a couple of ideas, but we want to know where, from whence the items are coming first and if we can afford them.
Right.
Because we give them to the artists to work on. So
that's what I wanted the inside scoop on the next year is for the story.
If those two know, they haven't told me.
Okay.
$250 going twice. Sold $250.
For Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.